So we see that just before Jesus Christ literally returns to the earth to take charge of the world, a majestic heavenly hallelujah praise hymn will be sung that celebrates God's judgment. And what a glorious moment that'll be. We do know that we are heading to this moment because the Bible says so, and it may be nearer than we even realize. And we see the depravity and evil that exists, and we see the lack of reverence and respect for God and His Word. A crescendo is developing that longs for judgment. And one day in heaven, a hallelujah song will be sung that celebrates the judgment of God. That's exactly what we see here. As we look down through this context, we'll notice that four times in these verses, the word hallelujah occurs. It's the only place in the New Testament where this word occurs. This word is used many times in the Psalms, and one reason why is because it reveals much about the kingdom reign of Christ. The word hallelujah comes from two Hebrew words, hallel, which means praise, and yah, which means Jehovah. It's interesting that this specific word has the same meaning in almost every language. Perhaps the most famous use of the word is in Handel's Messiah, which is includes what is called the Hallelujah Chorus. It was first performed on March 23rd, 1743, and is considered to be one of the most majestic choruses ever written. That song is very accurate in regard to that moment. We used to sing a chorus that was very accurate in the meaning of the word hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. And that's the meaning of the word praise the Lord. So you may recall, as we were back in Revelation 18, verse 22, that the music had been stopped on earth. They're singing and rejoicing in heaven. Now there are specifically two hallelujah praise hymns that will be sung just before Jesus Christ comes in all his glory. And we see the praise of the multitude in heaven. Look at verses 1 through 3 of Revelation 19. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For his judgments are true and just, for he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality and has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they cried out, hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And so we see these reasons for this judgment. Verse 1 says that these hallelujah praise things started after these things. After Babylon had been completely destroyed, John says, I heard the sound of a great multitude in heaven. Heaven, now heaven has an article the in front of it, meaning the heaven. Now John hears this voice of a great multitude, and they are saying hallelujah. In other words, they burst out in a hallelujah praise service. So we may observe from verse 1 that John actually heard this. We may also observe this great multitude was also speaking with a loud voice, very loud, majestic praise service. Salvation is of our God. Any salvation that is any context is from God. The salvation being referred to is the salvation that comes to the whole world. God will save the whole world. The glory is of our God. The power is of our God. The judgments of God are true. God's judgments are true because they are His judgments. And the judgments of God are righteous. God's judgments are righteous because they're God's judgments. We need to understand this point. Any judgment that God gives at any point in time is righteous. God does not dish out unrighteous judgments. So when something happens that we don't understand, we need to keep quiet and know this and believe this. And God has judged that great harlot, that great prostitute. This harlot had corrupted the earth with her immorality. It's the legal reason God is going to destroy her. God has destroyed something that has been dominating the world ever since the book of Genesis. And this is a cause for great praise. And he's avenged his servant's blood. Once a believer is in heaven with the Lord, they don't care about what's going on with this world. They are enjoying wonderful things in heaven. But God has not ever forgotten about what was done to his people. He's a God who does settle scores in his time and in his way. And vengeance is sweet when it's left to God. So after making these statements, again, they said, praise the Lord. And then there's the rejoicing over this judgment. We see Babylon's smoke rising up forever and ever. Smoke that's rising forever and ever is the smoke of her torment. And then we see the praise of these 24 elders and living beings. Look at verses 4 and 5. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you servants, you who fear him, small and great. Ever since chapter 4 of Revelation, when John got to heaven, these elders and living beings have been key leaders in the worship of God. They hold a very high position in heaven, and they obviously are involved in all that is happening. And on multiple occasions, they have fallen down to worship God. These 24 elders and living beings have been listening to the Hallelujah praise service, and they have nothing to add to what is said. And when the great multitude concludes their worship, these highly ranked heavenly persons simply respond by saying, Amen, Hallelujah. The word Amen is literally the word written in Greek, Amen. The word Amen actually means solemn truth. By using the combination Amen, Hallelujah means solemn truth, praise the Lord. Now the reason for this praise is the fact that God has completely destroyed Babylon, and the wrath of God and judgments of God are complete. Verse 5 says that when this happens, a voice came from the throne. This is the throne of God, and there is a voice coming from the throne of God. And the question, whose voice is it? Now to this point, the Bible, the book, the voice coming from the throne has often been the voice of God. The difficulty lies in the fact that the voice commands give praise to our God. Some have speculated that this is the voice of Jesus Christ commanding that praise be given to God the Father. But we see that ones who are commanded to give praise are broken down into four different classifications. All of you who are God's bondservants give praise to God. All who fear the Lord give praise to God. And because this is a praise song to be sung by all who fear the Lord and only those who fear the Lord. And then all who are small give praise to God. There are those who classify in heaven as small. It doesn't refer to physical stature, but eternal status. And all who are great give praise to God. Those that are classified in heaven as great. Not all in heaven will have the same classification. All are believers. But there's going to be classification distinctions. And heaven will feature diversity in rank. And it'll be interesting how God breaks that down. But he is the just one, and he is sovereign.